Now, according to the American Pet Products Manufacturers Association, there are nearly 7 million pet rabbits in the United States. And around Easter time, the demand for the fluffy critters starts a-hoppin'. Nina Mitchell visited one breeder to learn the ins and outs of ways and wabbits.
Okay. Katie, you want to clip nails?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's just...
In a modest beige house on a crowded little street in Watertown, Massachusetts, lives Laura McKenzie, the rabbit lady.
If I go into public places and people who know my daughter, their parents will say, "There's the rabbit lady," and I just want to cringe when I hear that. But I've gotten used to it, so now I just accept it.
It all began 11 years ago when Laura's husband, John, wanted a pet.
I just wanted one rabbit.
Now they have 37. That's Betsy. Betsy looks like she has rabbit highlights. Her fur is fiery red-brown with the occasional darker stripes. Rabbits are usually quiet animals, but when they're pregnant, they make noises burrowing in the cages. That's what Betsy's doing now. The McKenzies seem destined for more rabbits soon. The rabbit lady keeps some rabbits in hutches in her backyard. Others, like Betsy, live indoors, in a cluttered garage filled with cages, rabbit playing areas, and a toasty warm wood stove. There's also the rabbit radio.
I play music so that they're acclimated to noise and also to soothe them. I mean, they sit in here in a garage and it probably gets lonesome.
And the rabbit lady plays only one kind of music.
Only classical. Because classical is, a varies of instruments, and it's soothing, and sometimes you'll hear Japanese, you'll hear all kinds of stuff on there. I think it's really incredible. So I want my bunnies to be really educated bunnies.
Two Dutch mini lock crosses, two Holland lock.
Helping Laura tend her bunny colony are students from the local 4-H club. They feed the rabbits, clean the cages, brush the animal's fur till it gleams. 14-year-old Caitlin Schultz goes to the Watertown Middle School.
I used to do karate, but now I've kind of died down and focused more on 4-H and rabbits and stuff like that, and school, of course.
So how many rabbits do you have?
I have about 26 right now, including babies.
Thanks to the help she gets from students like Caitlin, Laura McKenzie is now a full-fledged breeder of rabbits. She competes in rabbit shows and sells her animals for $15 to $50 each. But this time of year, she says, brings ethical problems.
I'm not real thrilled about selling bunnies during Easter because it's not something that people generally commit to. It's a quick fix. It's a, oh, look at the cute bunny, and put it in an Easter basket. Put eggs around it and give it to our niece. And then the child gets excited for 2 weeks and loses its interest once he realizes, he or she, that there's responsibility involved.
So when the Easter season rolls around, McKenzie gets very selective about her clientele.
I take a lot of time when someone comes in. Those people I've been speaking to on the phone for a few days. And I can generally tell, like, when someone's going to be responsible and when they're not.
And there are other reasons to be choosy.
Some people want them for meat. I've had those come into my yard, too, and they're generally foreigners. They'll come in, I like to have a bunny. And I'll say, who's it for? It's for my granddaughter. And then they'll go over and touch the rabbit and ask me, how many pounds is it? And then I know right away they want it for meat. So those people I don't want in my yard either.
And one more thing.
There are snake people out there that want to feed them to their snakes, which I think is disgusting. And you can generally tell who they are, too. Unfortunately, I hate to put a category on them, but they come in and they're very scruffy looking, and they're generally like rock and rolly looking, and they have long hair and tattoos all over them, and yeah, I want to get a rabbit. And they don't, you can tell, they just have no interest in how to take care of it.
On my visit to the McKenzie's garage, she showed me one young rabbit that hadn't been named yet. White with black spots, a tiny 1-pound runt who, she told me, will never grow. The rabbit lady named it after me, Nina the Rabbit. For Living on Earth, I'm Nina Mitchell.